Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, it is something that we look forward to every year, and that is the annual appointment of your chef ambassadors. There's a lot of great things in South Carolina, and one of them is the food, and South Carolinians love to celebrate that food.
Well, you're right, and we love to show them off. And this chef ambassador program has been a great initiative that, along with PRT and the governor's office, has been a way to highlight what South Carolina's farmers and the food scene means to our economy. And with these third class of the chef ambassadors, it's just a great way to put that reminder out there to the consumers in South Carolina. And we named the class last week.
Now, these chefs are chosen not just because they create great food. They all do. There's other criteria as well that you look at before you make those selections.
Well, that's right. Obviously, we want to cover the state, and that's why there are four of them. So we want each region of the state to be represented and cover that. But also, while we are involved in the Department of Agriculture, is that we know that the chef ambassadors have a great commitment to the certified SC-grown program, the Fresh on the Menu program that we work with restaurants who get 25% of their menu items from South Carolina farmers. So we look for that, and you begin with the fact that they are great chef and have a great passion about South Carolina and its food and the things that we grow here and making a great menu for their diners. So all of those things combined, it's why it's a pretty thorough selection process.
Now, let's talk a little bit about what these chef ambassadors do for their year in service.
Well, just like any ambassador, they represent those who selected them, and that is ourselves and PRT, Governor's Office. But they will appear at high-profile locations to just highlight South Carolina food items. Again, last year, they had a great year. They began with the Agribiz Expo in Florence in January. That's a great Taste of South Carolina event. And then in August, the four chefs went to New York City, and they prepared a meal at the prestigious James Beard House, which is sort of like, I call it Augusta National for golf. The James Beard House is for chefs. So they were there, represented the state very well, had some events with the food writers, the travel writers, to talk more about South Carolina and South Carolina's cuisine. They go to Atlanta, to the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival. They do the Charleston Food and Wine Festival as a group. But then we might have the occasion for one or two, if they can schedules work out, just to prepare a special meal for, you know, a group coming to South Carolina. And something we haven't done yet is when we bring economic development, our prospective companies to South Carolina, no better way to show them the full range of what we really are trying to do in South Carolina than to have one of our chef ambassadors head up a special meal function. So things like that, that it all ties together, not only reminding South Carolinians what we're doing, but also those who are our prospective neighbors.
Now, let's talk about who was selected this year.
Well, that's a great thing to talk about because they do cover the state pretty well. William Cribb comes from Spartanburg, and he has several locations there, Cribb's Kitchen and Willie Taco. I've got to check that one out. Move over to the Rock Hill, Charlotte corner of the state in Fort Mill. You have Chef Amy Forte at Flipside Cafe. Down at the beach, a place that Blanche and I ate last summer, Bistro 217 is Chef Adam Kirby. And then in Charleston, but out on James Island, is Chef Sean Mendez at Roadside Seafood on the West Ashley side of Charleston. So not your downtown Charleston, but in the area. But all great entrepreneurs, and just visiting with them, you just hear the passion that they have, and they're all excited to be a part of this program.
All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.